Dishonestly Yours by Krista Ritchie and Becca Ritchie. Read for you by Carly Robbins and Aaron Shedlock. To our mom and dad, for always believing in us. Chapter 1. Phoebe. People say you choose your friends, but my friendship with Haley Tinrock never felt like a choice. We clung to each other because we were told to. And then it became survival. And now, together, we're leaving our families behind. At midnight, the motel room stinks of stale cigarettes and a microwaved burrito from its previous resident. Yellowed stains bleed into the cement walls and ceiling tiles. 5-star accommodations right here. Luxurious. It's definitely not the Ritz-Carlton, and I've already become a roach murderer. I've counted 4 cockroaches so far, killed 3 with a rolled Forbes magazine that Haley had been flipping through. She ripped off the cover with the roach juice to keep reading. I watch as the last one skitters into an air vent. It was smart to run away from us. He knew what was coming. As I plop down on the lumpy mattress, it lets out a warning screech but supports my weight enough. I appraise a box of poison. Sorry, I mean hair dye. My scalp burns like I scrubbed it with sriracha and chili flakes. It says to wait 30 minutes, Haley tells me, sitting cross-legged on the disgusting plaid chair in the corner. Her wet hair hides underneath a plastic cap, the color processing. She's wearing only an oversized black tee that says, "Hexes on my exes," knee-high socks, and jet-black lipstick. I'm not shocked she's painting her nails the same inky color. Haley dresses like she's someone who could stab you while she's sucking on a cigarette. But her favorite movie is about sisters working at a small-town pizza joint and falling in love so, so slowly. I can't sit through 10 minutes of Mystic Pizza, and Haley watches it every weekend like it's her Bible. She also has 0 exes to hex. Just a laundry list of one-night stands and short-term flings. Our lifestyles aren't compatible with long-term relationships. At least, not real ones. Haley doesn't recheck the instructions on the hair dye box. I trust that she remembered the info on the first read-through, photographic memory and all. I'd be envious if she weren't my best friend and didn't use her beautiful brain to bail me out of 1,000,001 tragic scenarios. Are we sure they didn't make this stuff out of jalapeno paste? I force myself not to itch, but yeah, I kinda scratch and wince. No self-control. It feels like fire ants are exploding on my head. I've never even heard of this brand. I rotate the box to stare at the front. Vivid value color. What's our plan B if our hair starts falling out again? We shave our heads, Haley says, like it's the obvious solution. She blows on her wet nails, and I try not to mourn my hair. Would I actually shave it? Yes, I'm all in with her. Would I tear up? 100%. Would she? Probably not, considering she shaved her head when she was 16. Now that she's 24, it's regularly chopped at her shoulders in an edgy cut. At the moment, I'm restraining myself from doing a full fingernailed scalp massage. Do not. She can see my struggle. We didn't have much to choose from at the gas station, Phoebs. I know. I sigh, trying not to complain. We might be the same age, and she might be the one figuratively behind the wheel, but I'm the one dead set on protecting us and keeping us from struggling. When Haley came up with this idea in Carlsbad, we had just trekked away from a multi-million dollar beach house in the pouring rain. All facades dropped. We didn't call for our personal driver in his Bentley to take us home. We just slipped out, without splendor or attention. Almost like we never arrived. It had been a little past 1 a.m. You don't forget things like time when it's one of those days that stay